Well, you're a doctor. What kind of doctor are you?
I'm a, all my life I've been a, what's called a general surgeon. That's an abdominal surgeon primarily. But I retired from that 2.5 years ago and didn't want to really quit working altogether. So I had gradually begun doing general practice, and so I do general practice pretty much full time now.
Mm-hmm.
And so
that's good.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. So did you think of any other organizations that you belong to? Were you the president of any?
Yes, I was the president of the Sheriff's Posse. I've been the president of the Rotary Club, and have been senior warden, which is like the chairman of the board down at St. Clement, I think on a couple of occasions.
Mm-hmm. What was your education like growing up in El Paso? Where did you go to school?
Well, I went to Houston School, and...
Where was that? Houston School.
It's out by Five Points. Mm-hmm. It's on Grant Avenue, just this side of Piedras. And then I went to Austin High School, and then I went to UTEP, which at that time was the Texas College of Mines and Metallurgy. And when I finished there in 1946, I went to Northwestern University Medical School. There for 4 years, and I graduated from there in 50.
That's in Chicago, right?
Right, downtown Chicago. The university proper is undergraduate schools are up in Evanston, but the graduate campus, the medical school, law school, dental school, there's a wonderful school of management and commerce and things like that are downtown.
Well, you were there for a long time. Did you notice, did you pick up any words from that area of the country while you were up there?
Not that I recall. But they did talk kind of funny. But I don't remember any special words. A lot of ethnic groups in Chicago, of course, and Polish, and Slavic people. I guess a lot of Nordic. And then when I finished medical school in 1950, I went back to New York City and did my internship at Bellevue Hospital in New York City, and then a couple of years out in the service. That was during the Korean War, and I was a medical officer in the Army. Went overseas to Okinawa for a year. Mm-hmm. I tried to learn more Japanese like you tried to learn some Welsh. Very difficult language.
Yeah.
And then I went back to New York and was there for several more years. And then I went out to the University of Missouri in Columbia, Missouri, and taught surgery, part of the medical school surgical faculty, and was there for a couple more years. And then came out here.
Mm-hmm. When you went into the Army, did they send you to different places in the U.S.?
One place, basically, Fort Campbell, Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.